The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Telefsky, Director of Digital Marketing for Smart Life. Today's review by Herd313, titled First Time Listener. As a first time listener, I thoroughly enjoyed the content. Wow. I wrote down so much and can't wait to implement this into my life.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Today, for this quick tip Tuesday, I wanted to talk about something that I hope it doesn't come across as negative. It's not. It's not meant to be. But it is an opportunity for me to just impart some wisdom, especially for those of you who are just beginning to build your business. And the lure of networking with other individuals, partnerships, affiliates, sponsorships, you know, just even the friends that you're going to meet in this business, whatever business that is for you, it can be very rewarding. It can really propel your business forward. But you also have to be prepared for the fact that not everyone is as authentic or as genuine as maybe you are. And the reason why this comes to mind is because, well, honestly, because it happens in our relationships a lot. And Brett was bringing up a great point with me today, and I thought, you know, it's really true, but I'm not going to change my ways. And here's what I'm talking about. There are lots of people who I know they really genuinely enjoy networking and becoming friends and getting to know each other and sharing ideas, etc. And there are people who I just really like them. I think they're great people. I believe in their products and their programs. And so I talk about them. I promote them. You've heard me interview them on my podcast. You've heard me promote their books or even send for them. And by send for them, that's like a term used when you promote someone else's stuff to your email list, your coveted email list. I've done that many times. Not because of a kickback. Like, you know, what would a kickback on a book be? Nothing. Literally, I've never once sent an email to my list about someone else's book and used an affiliate link. I just haven't. And the reason why is because that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I think the book will serve my list and I like the person and I'd love to see them do well. And the funny thing is, every time I've done that or featured someone on my podcast, put them on my stage, introduced them to my audience, given them that platform, shared my social media with them, I've done so because I genuinely like that person. And the funny thing is, people, when that happens, they're very grateful. And they'll say things like, "Guy, I'm so grateful. If there's ever anything I can do for you, you know, please let me know. If there's something I can send for you or something to help promote or anything like that." And on rare occasions, we have reached back out to some of those people. And usually I'm not going to reach out to somebody unless I've done 10 favors for them, like 10 solids. And then maybe once every like 5 years, I might say like, "Hey, got this book coming out. Wondering if you could do a podcast, wondering if whatever it is." And it's funny, the people who are genuinely, truly abundancy mindset people, those are the ones who reach back out. In fact, you don't even have to reach out to them. That's a fact, Jack. Like, they will reach out to you and say, "Like, I know you've been talking about this book that you're writing. I want to have you on the podcast." Or they won't even tell you. Just suddenly you see that they have been talking about you on their stories and you didn't ask them to. Like, that's so legit. And going to send this podcast to those individuals just to let them know, like, "I really, really appreciate you." And I thought about naming some of them by name, but then if I did that, the people who I didn't name, you would know I was talking about them. But the fact of the matter is, it's not that I think people have ulterior motives, those who don't reciprocate when you do great things for them. And I'm not just talking about myself now, I'm talking about you too, right? Like you go out of your way to support people. Sometimes it's in business, sometimes it's just your friends, right? Like you support them and you're there for them and you truly care about them, you like them, you want the best for them, and you'll do anything for them because you're just that kind of a person. And those are the same people who say, like, hey, if you ever need a help moving, or if you ever need a solid, or gosh, if there's any way I can repay you, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know how I can support you. There are those individuals who they say that, but they really, I shouldn't say they can't, they won't follow through on that. And I don't think it's because they're lying. I don't think it's because they don't want the best for you. I don't. I think it's because of a scarcity mindset. This belief that, like, I have to get mine, and if I do a solid for you, or if I, you know, share my social media, if I promote this thing while I've got my own thing going, or whatever it is, if I share my platform, then you might take some of my followers, or people might like your message, or people might resonate with you, and therefore that would be less for me. And I just want to remind you that the universe doesn't work that way. And a scarcity mindset always comes back to bite you in the butt. It's always a slower way to grow. You know, based on my own spiritual beliefs, I just don't think it's the right way to be. I believe that I have a million blessings, like more blessings than I know what to do with. Like, I'm so full, I'm overflowing with blessings. And part of the reason why is because I don't hoard them, because I want to share them with other people. I want to share this platform. I want to give people an opportunity. I want to see those people shine. And I'm telling you, those same people who have, I've continually promoted them, talked about them, shared my platform, etc., I will continue to do so because I think they're great people and I think they have great stuff and I think they have a solid message and things that'll serve my audience. And if I stop doing that simply because it wasn't reciprocal, well, then I would be a fraud. So it's just a reminder to you to stay true. It's hard, if I'm being honest, not to be jaded by it. I would be lying if I didn't tell you it does bug me sometimes. Not that I think I'm not getting mine, you know what I mean? Like, it bothers me to think that people have such a small way of thinking, like a limited scarcity mindset. It bothers me to think that people believe that there's a limited amount of anything, of love, of business, of followers, of opportunities. There isn't. It's unlimited, you silly goose. And the more you share that, and the more you're willing to help others up, the more blessings are going to rain down on you. So if you're hearing this, and you've had that opportunity to promote someone, to help someone, to give them a lift, to shout them out on your own social media, to tell your followers about something they're doing amazing, to introduce someone who's up and coming to your audience, or to the people that you work with, or, you know, your resources, do that. Do that. Continue to do that. Don't allow other people's small-minded thinking to influence yours. Lead with love. Like, be giving, share, believe in community, believe in helping others up. Do it without any need for reciprocation, because that's the best way to do it. And people will take note of that. They really will. In fact, I want to read you a message that somebody wrote recently about me. And this seems kind of weird to do, so I hope you don't think this sounds braggy. It's not meant to be. It's just, it really meant a lot to me to just have one person. I'm not going to read it because it does feel braggy. But I just have to say that, you know, if you help 100 people up and even just one says, wow, you did that for no reason. You didn't charge me. I didn't do anything nice for you. I'm, you know, smaller or further behind my business. There's nothing I really can do for you. And you just did this for me for no reason, except that you're a nice person. You know, if just one person says that, that goes a long way. So I guess the other call to action today would be is if someone's done that for you, let them know how much you appreciate that. I hope I've done a good job of that. I hope I've honored the people who've been super generous with me. I know I've talked a million times about Brian Tracy and Brendan Burchard and Pat Flynn and people who shared their knowledge and information with me, and how grateful I am for those people and the people who've helped when I didn't ask them to. Like, that is so cool. Anyways, I guess this is just more of me sharing some thoughts with you and encouraging you to keep doing what you do for all the right reasons, because in the long run, you win. And sometimes winning just means laying your head down at night and saying, well, I know I did the right thing. That's all. It is my mission to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I've been loving playing these messages from you about the show, but I have to tell you, the absolute coolest thing you could do to show a little gratitude for the knowledge you've gained on Build Your Tribe is to write a review. We really appreciate that. My staff has been going through them and taking turns reading some of their favorite reviews on the podcast, and we sure would appreciate if you had a moment to drop us a line. You can leave more than one review on, even if you've already left one, on whatever platform you're listening to, not just iTunes, like whatever app you listen to podcasts on, if you just write a review, means a lot. Love you. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, I'm Miller DeRay with Team Johnson. I wanted to share with you 11 ways to grow beyond 10,000 Instagram followers and monetize your page. Just go to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks, or by clicking the link below this episode. Shalene is going to share with you tested and proven tips you can start using today to monetize your account and grow your business with Instagram. If you find these tips helpful, then you definitely want to become a member of the Marketing Impact Academy. Not only will you learn cutting-edge, up-to-date social media growth tactics for Instagram and other social media platforms, but you'll also get the exact steps you need to take to build your brand and a solid business foundation to create multiple streams of passive income and grow your business faster than you ever thought possible with, by the way, lifetime access, the only business growth and marketing course you'll ever need. Stop hustling on social media, okay? And get serious about your business growth. And now I'm excited for you to hear what just some of our students have to say about Marketing Impact Academy.
I'm a student of Shalene. She taught me how to make millions of dollars.
I am being paid six figures a year.
I went from about $50,000 a year to over $200,000.
What Marketing Impact Academy has done for me, and that was to manage my time and to streamline my business.
It's a step-by-step process, and if you follow the steps, you get a return on your investment. That is my absolute favorite part about the Marketing Impact Academy.
But also, I've applied her principles in marketing to other industries, including venture capital, products, all kinds of bizarre products. Just in the last few weeks, we closed up a Kickstarter using her principles, and we raised over $400,000.
Whether you're a busy mom or just a busy person trying to juggle life and your business, I highly recommend trying Marketing Impact Academy.
You've got to learn how to market your business, and you've got to learn how to market your business the way that we are today.
I really want to recommend Marketing Impact Academy because it completely changed my life.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.